Welcome to Pete and Hannah's Watchlist. I'm your host, Pete Mitchell. I'm here with my great co-host, Hannah!
Hello, people.
Hannah, we're here today for movie news.
That's right.
But before we begin, let us tell the viewers and the listeners what they should do.
Could you pretty please leave a like and subscribe to the channel?
Subscribe.
Leave a comment down below your feedback on the show, thoughts, feelings, criticisms, all that welcomed.
Hit the notification button and you'll get great content like this one, including AFI Top 100, 10 Year Revisited, Midnight Cowboy.
Yep, Cowboys. Well, not really.
Not really. Also, what's next? We covered four movies. Wolfman included.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of movies.
Not a lot of good ones. A lot of movies next week as well.
Yeah.
And we have movie news, and we've got some movie reviews and movie previews.
That's right.
And Oscar nominations are coming out this week, and we'll do a live react to the nominations.
Yeah.
So, huge.
Our first thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not Emilia Perez. Or The Brutalist. Hannah, before we get on to movie news, let us go on to clickbait. We'll discuss the hottest of hot topics, and for this week, it is you.
My turn.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how, you know, press tours are getting so much more involved and are better than they have been in, like, in the last 2 or 3 years. They are ramping up. I just saw that they're starting the press tour for Mickey 17. Like the...
Yes.
Rob Patterson, he was doing... There's this thing in Korea that a lot of people go there to do color analysis.
Yeah.
And it was a color analysis that was in, like, trailer. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, stuff like that. I'm like, the press tour, even, like, you have, like, Barbie, I think, blew it out of the water at a press tour. Because before that, I found they were quite, you know, they were just fashion shows or, like, influencers or people just going. But now that we have things like TikTok and stuff where you're having more personal people go and share their immediate thoughts of what's happening and what's so important about this, you know, the movie or show they're seeing, you're starting this, they're starting to become quite big marketable things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and like...
Well, we saw that last year with Wicked. It was huge.
Wicked was huge, but are they annoying as well? Because I found that people... By the time we got to the press tour of Wicked, where they were actually going from city to city, people who didn't really care about Wicked were kind of done with it.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it was, they had marketing things all throughout the year.
Yeah, well, they had started that at the Olympics.
Yeah. Or even before that, they when they released, yeah, stuff like...
No, but they were, had, that normally yeah, they don't have actors going to events at the Olympics.
They were, but they were also going to sports games together and stuff. Like, they were showing off. And that was great for fans, but I found some people finding that annoying. Like, Barbie was different because I guess we hadn't seen... It was, like, the first of its kind seeing Margot Robbie dressed like Barbie in different ways. Like, that's... It makes sense for the movie.
It's hard to
tell
because maybe that it's cheaper for them just to get the actors to go to events that they're all probably already going to go to anyway.
They're going
to
take a photo of them and then people...
Yeah, so it's probably a lot cheaper for them. And so they're always trying to, you know, bend a buck, sort of thing like that.
Because marketing's very expensive.
Yeah, because these people got massive social media following, so you've got to really tap into that. So, but there is a thing where you're
Someone's like, yeah, because Wicked, I loved it, but Wicked was my whole year. And it's going to be this year too, where I'm not anticipating Wicked Part 2 because I already know it's going to be good as a fan. So I was just,
well,
for me, it's just like, enjoy.
Because the windows have got smaller, it went straight from Wicked in the cinemas, and then was no break, and then Wicked got released in the States
and
about Christmas.
And they were promoting
They were doing commentary, director's commentary.
And influencers were getting boxes of stuff to watch it at home, and we're getting more of that. And I just find press tours are really interesting because you'll get something unique, and they're really cool, and they've ramped up, and they're important now,
do you think
of them are getting annoyed.
That these... press tours, they just get taken over by these little silly games that they play, but they get all the actors in and the greatest example of this was they had a Nosferatu tour, right? And they had all the people in the thing and they had to guess their movies, and like, these people didn't watch any of their other movies.
They don't know each other.
No, not at all.
I don't know if that's funny or if that's just weird.
And I think people get confused sometimes. Like, these people are not friends. Half time they've never met each other. They've maybe spent 1 or 2 days on the set with each other.
Like, or, yeah, they've only... The time they spent was on set and they'd never talked to each other outside. And, yeah, they don't know.
And you don't, like, seriously, to produce movies, you don't have to be friends.
No. They're co-workers.
Yeah.
They're doing a job and they leave. But it's interesting when you get a press tour and they're like, now you need to be like as if you've been buddies the whole time or joke with each other.
Or you get the press tour that we got with It Ends With Us and then that is still coming out.
Or be controversial as such.
Man.
We stupid, you know? Press tours are ramping up. It'll be interesting this year because we have a lot more of these... Not just IP, joint films. Like Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts is like a huge actor project.
Yeah.
Even Fantastic Four has four like stars, and including Doctor Doom. You also have Superman.
I tell you, you're going to be sick of Superman. They are betting big on
that. I'll see how it goes.
They did like a fan engagement.
They've always done that.
Oh, but not as much as they had.
DC,
they flew out all these
James Gunn but James Gunn's wanted that since he got a hold of DC. I think immediately when he came on, he did that fandom, that first one, and I remember watching it, and I'd be like, oh, it's so cool if this happens. And all the projects happened, and I was like, oh, they weren't that great. But, yeah, press tours are really interesting. They're ramping up. They're way more influencer-heavy.
I think you're giving it way too much credit. They're not interesting. I think most of them are boring.
No, they're interesting because they're trying to do different things. Like, they're giving... Robert Pattinson's being all Karibu-fied. Like, he's doing, he's doing all these things that make me go, my God! Because
they try to show some people off that has personalities. I don't think Robert Pattinson has amazing personality.
He's great. I'm sorry, when an actor can go from playing... Edward Cullen to what he does now, you're like, no, that guy's got something.
The only thing I enjoy about these is the actors on actors. And when they put two good actors together, that's what I enjoy. All this other stuff. Although when they get them and they play these silly games, you got Lab Bible and checking the snacks. I hate all that stuff.
What about Chicken Shot?
Hate all of it. I don't know.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah, they're pretty fun, but I hate all of it.
Yeah, okay.
Let us know in the comments below.
Press tours annoying or good?
Necessary evil.
Necessary evil.
I just ban it like I do trailers and, you know, I love it. My life's a lot better since I got rid of trailers.
I love Zendaya on a red carpet, though.
Yeah.
And Zendaya press tour is my favorite.
I love Zendaya. Let us go to my favorite segment, Hannah, and movie news.
Boom. Welcome back to movie news. This week, like a Rolling Stone, comes this Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet. It's called A Complete Unknown, and it's about the young 19-year-old's, you know, rise to fame in the 1960s. And, you know, all the pitfalls and triumphs that come along with it. It's your basic biopic. Times are changing, but a biopic never will. Do you like movies having to watch an underdog build himself a new start in life? Do you like architecture? And do you like 3.5-hour films? Well, I give you The Brutalist, starring Adrian Brody. It's about an architecture who must start anew in America, and some rich socialite really likes his work. And so, man, it's time to fit in. Mark Wahlberg, Topher Grace, Michelle Dockery, stuck on a small plane together, all probably lying to each other. This is our thriller of the week, and it's called Flight Risk. That is what we're going to be watching this week. Leave a comment down below on what you'll be seeing. And until next time, bye.
Thanks, Hannah. A couple of interesting movies there, including one of the favorites for the Best Picture, The Brutalist.
Yep.
And also Timmy Chalamet Bing Bong.
Yeah, Timmy.
Timmy Chalamet Bing Bong.
Yeah, Timmy.
He's in
Please,
a
sir, can I have some more Timmy? Yeah.
Yeah, that should be interesting as well.
Complete unknown, which again is an odd one because you know it might have hurt Dune's prospects because Complete Unknown's a dramatic biopic. He's chosen to put his effort in there than Dune.
All right. Sweet. We're getting a lot of awards nominations. Don't forget, we're going to do a live react to the Oscars. Henna. A couple more award shows released their nominations, including the Razzies.
Yeah, which is the worst movies, yeah. Worst actors.
I give you the nominations for Best Picture.
Mm.
Oh, sorry.
Worst Picture.
Borderlands.
Yeah, agreed. That's garbage.
Joker Folio, dude. Come on.
Garbage.
Madam Web.
Garbage, but funny.
Megalopolis.
Garbage.
Reagan, we didn't get to see that. It's about former
president. Reagan, yeah, I know.
Borderlands led the nominations with 4. Joker, Folio Do, 3. Madam Web, 3. Ariana DeBose got double nominated for Argyle and Kraven the Hunter. Emma Roberts was a surprise nomination for Madam Web. You loved that performance.
I forgot she was in Argyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. She was so bad.
Jack Black got nominated for worst actor in and that worst supporting
Santa one for movie.
Dear Santa, yeah. And then the supporting actor was the voice in Borderlands.
It was Claptrap. That's right. Yeah, he was terrible because no one was saving that movie.
Everyone needs to take a chill pill when it comes to the Razzies. As long as it poked in good fun.
Yeah.
If someone like Kate Blanchett can win best actor, then worst actress. You know, like you. Come on,
that's
guys.
Funny.
Just
except just, if you accept the award.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
As long as it's not mean spirited, you know.
Yeah. These aren't. These are bad movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
These were bad.
Some news. There's rumors going around that Ryan Gosling has been tapped for the new Star Wars movie. I believe it when I see it. It's going to be directed by Sean Levy. I believe it when I see it.
I believe it when it.
That a couple of days earlier, there was a rumor that Chris Pine was going to get that role. But anyway. Kate Hudson, new Netflix show.
Written
by Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's heaps of great actors in it, including Schmidt from New Girl.
Yeah, no, there's tons. I saw a whole thing about it. It was like, it has all the bones of something that could be really good.
Yeah. Do not forget, Oscar nominations, we will do a live react on YouTube when we know what's going on.
Yep.
How good?
Yep.
Yep. Sure.
You had to break it.
Hannah, next week, AFI Top 100, Bonnie and Clyde.
So you can, cool.
Rent that on Apple or Amazon Prime. Cool. And watch that as well.
I just know the name.
Yeah.
I don't.
Also, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Famous La La Land, Best Looker.
Yeah.
Best Picture. Also, movie reviews, movie previews. Don't forget to leave a comment below what you want to see on the channel. That is my love and co-host, Hannah. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Long live cinema. And until we meet again, it's bye for now.
Bye.